Victim by Katie Parker. Read by Susie Riddell. A woman alone in the woods at night confronts a stranger. Crouched behind a tree on the edge of Hemlock Woods, the rasp of Eve's short, sharp breaths was accompanied by the insistent bassline of her heartbeat throbbing in her ears, with every step the posh boys took in her direction, closing in on her hiding place, the noises of her body seemed to amplify. She clasped a hand to her mouth to muffle the sounds of fear escaping from it. What could she do? Where could she go? She glanced into the tangled darkness behind her. All her life she'd been told never to go into Hemlock Woods alone at night. Lying only a few short miles from the city, the woods were in easy range of those who had a secret to bury. They were a notorious dumping ground for murder victims. The slain were said to arise at full moon to scour the woods in search of more hallowed ground to rest in. Sightings of these hapless souls had become the stuff of local legend down through the centuries. Even the more rational villagers gave Hemlock Woods a wide berth after dark. She couldn't risk it. Eve's drunken, would-be attackers hurled taunts into the space that separated her from them, assailing her with a barrage of insults. By the sound of their haughty voices, accented with privilege and impunity, there were three of them.
Come out, wherever you are, one of them sang.
We've got the F, the C and the K. All we need is you, chanted another.
You'd look good going down on me, said the third.
Then me.
You know you want it, bitch.
Yeah, we'll let you jump the queue of slags gagging to have a member of the Hussars of Hades thrust inside them.
The puerile joke drew a burst of raucous laughter. She had no choice. Under the cover of their hilarity, Eve sprang up and plunged into Hemlock Woods, crashing blindly through the bushes and in between the trees. One of the posh boys leapt in after her. He got close enough to catch hold of the strap of her bag and yank on it to haul her back. With a yelp, she slipped the strap off, leaving him holding her bag. A branch she had pushed out of the way sprang back, whacked him in the face and sent him crashing into thorny bushes with a blood-curdling howl. She gasped at the shock of it and froze. His torrent of ugly expletives at snagging his precious hussar jacket and the sound of his mates thrashing through the bushes to get to him brought her to her senses. She took advantage of his ensnarement to run deeper into the woods. They shot hateful words in pursuit of her.
Hope you fall and break your neck, bitch.
Yeah, or someone breaks it for you.
Die, whore.
All Eve cared about was putting as much distance as she possibly could between her and them. Eventually they would get bored and seek amusement elsewhere. That hope fueled her to carry on as fast as her legs would take her, ignoring every knock and scratch. At length Eve stopped, unable to run any further. She was panting so hard she thought she might split in two. With her hand pressed against a tree for support, she bent over double to recover. Once her breathing had subsided to a more normal level and she was able to raise herself again, she stood still and listened. It wasn't exactly quiet. Leaves rustled like angry whispers in the wind, branches creaked and squealed, but nobody was yelling insults at her anymore, and she couldn't hear anyone bashing their way through the thicket on the overgrown path she had taken. Suddenly, there was a shrill hoot somewhere behind her. She spun round, wild-eyed. Was that really an owl, or was it one of those posh brutes pretending to be an owl, making a secret call to the others to signal where she was? She crouched down and squeezed in as close as she could to the base of the tree. This was all Deborah's fault. A bit of waitressing, she'd said. Easy money. You never know, one of those posh boys might take a shine to you, and then you'd be set for life. Eve should have known better. When had life ever been kind to her? After 5 minutes or so, when nothing had happened, Eve stood up. A sudden screech put her on her guard again. An answering screech was followed by a savage duet. She knew that sound. It was foxes fighting. Glancing in the direction she thought the sound was coming from, she could just about make out a path. She picked her way over to it. To her dismay, every other step she took, a twig snapped noisily beneath her feet. If anyone was hunting her, she was sure making it easy for them. Reaching the path, she looked along it as far as she could see one way, then the other. Darkness greeted her at either turn. She had no idea where she was or which way she should go. Right is dexterous and left is sinister, she thought as she turned right. She stopped abruptly. Why am I subscribing to that silly, superstitious nonsense? Defying her fear, she turned around and headed the other way. Maybe these trees were beautiful in the daylight. At night, their gnarled, crooked forms looked like the petrification of mankind's evil imaginings, awaiting only the murmur of a perverse pagan magic spell to set them free. The woods grew darker, denser, and malevolent as Eve progressed along the path. With every footfall, her thoughts reached further into the murky recesses of her soul, grasping at memories she'd rather forget. The posh boy thugs were the last in a long line of troubles. She was born under an unlucky star. Fate had marked her out to suffer, and suffer she had. Clouds rushed in to robe the moon's radiance, as a jealous man might conceal his wife's beauty beneath a billowing shroud. Only the feeblest of light now shone through. Up ahead, Eve could just make out a movement at ground level. The blanket of leaves covering the wood's floor shifted. Something was rising. So it was true. The secret, forgotten dead did rise up in Hemlock Woods at night. Eve felt as cold as death. She should make a run for it while she still had a chance, yet she couldn't take her eyes off that mound of moving leaves. Closer and closer it came. Eve was rooted to the spot like one of the trees. When it was within spitting distance, the shape finally resolved itself into the familiar form of a badger. Eve almost collapsed in relief. The badger, sensing her presence, hurtled off back into the darkness. As Eve leant against a tree, the rustling gave way to an eerie silence. It was oppressive, sapping Eve's relief that she had encountered nothing worse than wildlife. Gloomy thoughts fought to invade her mind and weigh on her heart. Ugly shadows of horrors past loomed as threatening as before. The abuse, the bullying, the exploitation. Bitter memories pierced chinks in her armour until they overwhelmed her. With each flash of a repressed recollection, she sobbed harder. Her pace slowed until she came to a complete stop. She peered into the darkness before her. The ground felt like it was shifting. A thick, black mist swirled around the trees, slithering along towards her, almost extinguishing what little light still shone from the moon. Soon it would envelop her. Maybe it was for the best. The bad memories were too strong to resist. She should welcome the mist and let it smother her. Just as she was on the point of surrender, she felt a cold hand on her shoulder. They'd found her. Eve froze. Acrid bile rose in her throat and the muscles in her legs slackened. She swayed, unsteady on her feet. But the initial shock passed, and from some secret corner of her being, hidden away so deep inside of her that not even she knew it was there, Eve found the courage to face her oppressor. She wheeled round to confront him. A hooded figure stood before her. He had human form, but was not flesh and blood. He was an emanation of darkness. The mist licked at him, like a possessive mistress. Eve gasped.
Who are you?
The darkness remained menacingly silent.
Are you a ghost?
Still he stood there, owning the silence.
What do you want with me?
The hooded figure opened his arms wide.
No, you're not real. I'm not letting a ghost get the better of me.
She picked up a fallen branch, its end pointed where it had broken off, and jabbed it at him.
I'm warning you, for once in my life, I'm putting up a fight.
The darkness retreated, gliding away. She charged after it, brandishing the branch like a spear and roaring at the top of her lungs. The three hussars in their elegant 19th-century cavalry uniforms had chosen as their steed a 2-seater Porsche. Being crammed into it together was part of the thrill of the ride. They had Eve's bag with them and had found her phone.
Go through her contact list and prank it. Let's send her mum a selfie of my dong. Hell yeah, sign it lover boy, get her old man going.
Laughing their heads off, the driver floored it. They didn't see her coming as she hurtled out of the woods into the road. One moment the headlights were showing the empty road stretching away before them, and the next, the graceful form of a sprinting woman was caught in their beam. It was like one of those photographs of an athlete crossing the finishing line, only instead of a deafening cheer, there was a gut-wrenching screech and a sickening crunch as metal, bone and wood were splintered. The policewoman watched the paramedic as he checked for vital signs on the last of the victims, the one thrown from the car.
"If all three of them are dead, I'll have to order two coroner's ambulances."
The paramedic caught her eye and shook his head.
"Two it is, then.
What a waste. None of them wearing seatbelts. Drunk, I suppose."
"Smells that way. Still, I'd say they were all killed instantly. That's something."
They glanced at the blood-soaked corpses of the three Hussars of Hades once more. The one on the ground had his head mashed in. Of the two in the car, the driver's head hung by a sinew, his expression forever petrified in a look of horror. The third Hussar's head looked no less fearsome, skewered by a branch through the eye.
"You ever seen this much blood at a scene? I pity the poor stiff who's going to have to face the parents."
"She's the one I feel sorry for."
They both glanced towards the front of the car where the other paramedic was tending to Eve. She had been felled and folded into an L shape. Her upper torso lay prone across the crumpled bonnet, her lower body pinned between the car and the tree. The paramedic was working rapidly to stabilise her, so that the two firemen standing by could cut her free. It was bad, but she would live.
"She's the real victim in all this."
A way off, in their sightline, but seen only by Eve, the hooded figure stood in the shadows, watching. Eve's eyes flashed defiance at him. Death took one last look at her, gave her a curt nod, then turned and walked back into Hemlock Woods.